Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcast of March, and then we'll be moving into April next week, and it will be Easter next week. That's right, folks. It'll be Easter next week. Could you believe it? Could you believe it's Easter already? Hello, Jenny. Jenny's in our chat room. Hello, chat room people. Good to see all my chat room people. Great to see you. That's right. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. It is March 27th, and it is Palm Sunday tomorrow. That's right. If you are a Catholic, it's Palm Sunday tomorrow. That's right, folks. And ladies and gentlemen, Passover for the Jews. That's right. Yes. Passover, ladies and gentlemen. Passover is coming for the Jewish folk. So happy Passover to the Jewish folk and happy Palm Sunday. Well, it's not really a happy time in the Catholic calendar, but this is actually the day when Jesus dies on the cross, but it's Palm Sunday tomorrow. Okay. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited to have you. And I am excited to be in this house. I am so excited to be here. You want to know why? I got a lot of content for you. That's right. I got a lot of content for you. That's right, everybody. I got a lot of content for you. That's right. So when it comes down to it, I truly, truly love doing my show every single Saturday just because I gather up content during the week and I basically come at you at different angles from the stuff that I've learned, you know, and sometimes it comes from a current event point of view. Other times it comes from a religious point of view. You know, other times it might just come from a life point of view. You know, I try to be motivational and inspirational and empowering. That's my job here on Saturday nights, to empower you for the week, and then you come back for another week. That's right. And then you come back for another week and another dose of Joe. That's right. Then you come back for a little dose of Joe. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. That's right. I tell you, I'm so excited. You want to know why? I got a new wallet this weekend. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. I got a new wallet this weekend, a brown wallet. It actually fits everything in there. It's beautiful. Got a new wallet. That's right. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't cost me a damn cent. That's right. It didn't cost me a damn cent. That's right. I bought it on a gift card. That's right. Wonderful gift cards. That's right. Man, I tell you. And it's a beautiful wallet, too. And it fits all my cards. I tell you, I just really enjoy getting new things for myself. I do. You know, if I have a gift card, I go get it. You know, and I, you know, when it comes down to it, I've had a lot of gift cards in my time. And I'm finally using them all. That's right. And, ladies and gentlemen, it was 70 degrees today in New York. It felt like Florida. That's right, 70 degrees in New York today. It was nice T-shirt weather. Nice T-shirt weather. And when it comes down to it, man, it was a great day. I cleaned up a little bit, nice and quiet. You know, I tell you, my brother went to a wedding this weekend. So I'm actually going to do a 2-hour show for everybody tonight. My brother went to a wedding this weekend. Actually, the wedding was today. And then my dad went to AC. And I'm just relaxing, not doing my caregiving job at home. That's right. That's right. I am just relaxing at home. That's right. Boy, what a great 2 days it was. I tell you. You know, it's nice and quiet in the house. I love them. Yeah, I love them. But when it comes down to it, I like when I'm alone in the house sometimes too. Oh, I do. Oh, I do. But, you know, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we got great content for you tonight, as always. Great content for all of you, like always. That's right. All my chat room people, God bless you. Thank you for showing up today. We appreciate you. And remember to keep sharing this out on 300 different networks on Blog Talk Radio and everywhere else. Just share it out. That's right. Just share it out, people. Thank you so much for coming in. We do have great content for you tonight. And I just want to let everybody know that, yes, we're going to be doing a 2-hour show next week, too. Oh, my God. I thought we would be doing graduated shows. No, we're doing two-hour shows, baby. That's right, we're doing two-hour shows. Right here on BIRN, Brain Injury Radio Network. Check us out on braininjuryradionetwork.com. Okay, and please check us out on blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. That's right, you can join us here in our chat room at blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. There is also a call-in number to the show. Now, keep in mind, folks, that certain people will not be able to hear the callers when they do call in. So if you do want to hear the callers, please go to blogtalkradio.com/braininjuryradio. Okay? So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we got 20 great hosts here on BIRN, and they all have different ailments. That's right. They got brain injuries. They got TBIs and ABIs. You know, and not only that, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have people with mental health disorders. We have people with autism. We have people with MS. I have RSV CRPS, which is a chronic pain condition. You know, and when it comes down to it, you know, we talk from all different angles. We talk from all different angles and all different walks of life. That's right. And I urge you all to go check out all of the other 19 hosts that we have here. Just don't check out my show. They're doing shows all week long. So go check it out. Go check it out. And I tell you, it'll be a great experience for each and every one of you because, again, these people are dealing with disabilities. And honestly, you would never know that they had a disability. You would never know that these people had a disability. It's amazing. It's amazing what great shows they put on over here. I'm almost 7 years in. I am almost 7 years in. That's right. At the end of April, I will be 7 years in on my Saturday night show. That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby. Yeah. Yeah. So, yes, if you do want to call in, it is 424-243-9540. And you have to press the number 1 if you'd like to get on the air. That's right. Oh, yes. Really exciting stuff, guys. I am excited to be right here with all of you every Saturday night. That's right. I do a show every Saturday night. And boy, it was a record last year. I only took one vacation last year. That's right. One day I had to take off. That's right. Just one. That's right. You know, and I try to do a show every Saturday, unless something comes up on a Saturday, you know. Like 2 weeks ago, we had a flood in the house, you know, and everything's okay now, thank God, you know, but that was a happening, like right before the show, and I had to shut down the show and play a replay video. And when it comes down to it, you know, you have the replays right in hand, you know, and that's what's great about Blog Talk Radio is everything is put into the switchboard, and you just play a show, a backdated show or an archive show if you need to. That's right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. So tonight is going to be really interesting because it's Palm Sunday, moving into Holy Week, okay, moving into Easter, okay, which is the biggest day on the Catholic calendar, okay, because that's when Jesus rises from the grave and goes to his Father in heaven. Okay. And during this whole time of Lent, what we've been doing is cleansing ourselves. We should be cleansing ourselves no matter what religion we are, no matter what we believe in, we should still be cleansing ourselves during this period of time. Okay. We're cleansing ourselves of negative people, cleansing ourselves of negative entities, cleansing ourselves of anything negative in our life. That's right. This is the time to do it because it's spring, the time of rejuvenation. That's right. And when it comes down to it, what a great time. What a great time to clean out our lives. It's like spring cleaning, but cleaning out our own bodies, cleaning out our own minds, cleaning out our own souls. That's right. When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, you know, this is a great time of year. We went through Lent, about 6 weeks of Lent now. This is the last week coming up, and it's always Holy Week that, it basically ends off at. And when it comes down to it, what we learn during this period of time is a lot more about ourselves. A lot more about ourselves. That's right. And we focus on our innards. What's going on inside our bodies? And the way we do that is through meditation and visualization, you know, and closing your eyes and just being in your happy place, right? And I visualize all the time. When I go to my happy place, I go to the woods because I like to hide. I like to get lost in the woods. Nobody finds me there. It's great. I like to get lost there and watch the frolicking animals. Oh, I love to watch the frolicking animals. That's right. And I love, ladies and gentlemen, that's right. I love the trees, the birds, the bees, the grass. Anything to do with the woods. And when I close my eyes, I visualize the woods. And when I'm visualizing the woods, I'm learning more about myself. That's right. Because when you are visualizing, you're focused on your inside. And when you're focused on your inside, you're focused on everything that's going on in here. What's going on in here? What's happening in here? You know? And a lot of the times it calms us down. And a lot of the times, you know, it relaxes us to just focus on something that we love and to learn a little bit more about ourselves and what's going on inside here. And as I always say, self-care time for any individual is very important. It's very important. So when it comes down to it, we need to focus on what makes us better. What makes us better? Okay? And we got to focus on why we are awesome. Why we are strong. Why we have strength. Why? Why? Because we need to figure out within ourselves, where we are with confidence, with belief, okay, with anything, with strength, okay, with courage, wherever it is, you will learn so much about yourself through meditation and visualization, because those two techniques have you focus on what you really need to focus on, and that's yourself, okay? I want you to keep in mind that throughout life, you are the most important. You are the most important. Only you make yourself what you are supposed to be. Only you get yourself to where you're supposed to be. Only you get yourself back on your path. Only you. Only you. Okay? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is so very, very important. That's so very important to know that you are the most important thing on this earth. You. You. Okay? And the more you focus on you, the more you'll finish your path. Don't you want to finish your path before you die? I think everybody wants to finish their path before they die. Okay? Because everybody's going to drop dead one day. Okay? And you don't know when that's going to happen. So when it comes down to it, you should be living life like you're going to die in a second. You should be living life like you're going to die in a second. That's right. Because you only got one life. And nobody else could be you. You are only you. You are uniquely you. And nobody else can be you. That's why I say, don't be real. We spoke about that last week. Be real. Don't be someone else. Be you. Don't focus on somebody else. Focus on you. That's right. That's what you have to do. That's how you move forward. If you're focusing on other people, how the fuck are you supposed to move forward yourself? Seriously. How are you supposed to move forward yourself if you can't focus on you? And that's why people wind up hating themselves. And that's why people feel that they're not worthy. And that's why people get into a depression and anxiety, because they're not focused on themselves. That's right. We need to be focused. We need to be focused on ourselves. That is not being self-centered. That's allowing you to focus on your path. And yes, other people could be a part of your life, but you're not taking yourself out of your game. You're not taking yourself out of your life and putting it in somebody else's life, or somebody else's hands, or somebody else's control, okay? When it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, focusing on yourself is what life is supposed to be. Focusing on you is what that is supposed to be. Your entire life is supposed to be focused on you, because you are the only one that can live your path. Because nobody else knows your path. God gave you a unique path. God gave you a unique path, and nobody else knows your path but you and God. That's right. Nobody else knows your path but you and God. So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, the main focus in life should be you. If you're not focused on you, there's a problem. If you're focused on everybody else and what everybody else is doing around you, you can't learn about yourself. We need to constantly be learning about ourselves. We need to constantly focus on our path, because then we will never finish. We will never finish our path if we're not focused on it. Okay, we will never finish our path. And God wants us all to finish our path. But we get diverted. We get tossed off the road somehow a lot of the times. We get tossed off the road. We get diverted when somebody dies. We get diverted when somebody beats us up and, you know, and there's a trauma. We get diverted off the path because of other people that decide to do other things to us, and we have no control over them, okay? We also have to deal with problems and issues, okay? There's a lot of different types of traumas that you can go through, mental traumas, physical traumas. There's a lot of different things you could go through, but these are all diverting you off of your path. And then you think it's important to focus on, well, he did this to me, and then you hold on that for about 15 years. And then you don't focus on your path for about 15 years because somebody else is controlling your life. Right? Somebody else is controlling your life, no matter if they're, you know, close to your house, away from your house, 5,000 miles away from your house, in jail, dead, right? They're still controlling you. They can be controlling you from the grave. And you're giving them a chance to control your life because of something they did to you 15 years ago. That's right. Okay, so when are we going to move forward? When are we going to move on? When are we going to learn to accept and forgive and cope? That's right. Because these are the steps to get back to your path. And if you're not taking these steps to get back to your path, you are totally diverted, and boy, you're deep in your own hole. And we talk about that on every broadcast. You're deep in your own hole that you dig yourself. That's right. So don't blame anybody else but yourself for digging that hole and putting yourself that deep in your hole. That's it. Bottom line. Okay? Don't blame anybody else. Don't blame anyone else. Okay? for digging the hole, because they didn't dig the hole for you. You dug your own hole. You dug your own hole, and now you got to figure out how to get the hell out, right? And the only way you can get out is by using the tools, right? We talk about the tools every week. Oh, my God, the tools, right? Oh, man, I talk about the tools. I wonder if people take the tool. You know, again, these are free tools, you know? And, again, it could be like a brand-new hammer, brand-new, you know, lawnmower, brand new screwdriver, right? Come on, take the free tools, and nobody comes to take the tools. You know, I could charge for these tools, but I choose not to, right? I could charge for these tools. I could definitely charge for them, but I choose not to charge because I'm doing a radio show that, honestly, it's on a nonprofit station. So I wouldn't make any money off of it anyway. You know, so when it comes down to it, I'm giving you free tools. I'm hoping people are taking the tools. I don't know if people are taking the tools unless somebody tells me that they're taking the tools. You know, and again, it's like a mystery. Who's taking the tools? Who's not? You know, and when it comes down to it, I give you the tools every fucking week. I give you the tools, right? I say, accept, forgive. I know it's not easy. Listen, guys, I know, you know, each step takes a little time. You know, I know, you know, these tools, you know, are not easily usable. You know, I know it takes time for certain things to happen, you know, but when it comes down to it, if we don't use the tools and we don't get out of our own way, we're never going to complete our task that God wants us to complete. Sometimes it might be education. You might be told to educate someone on your trauma. Maybe you had a trauma. Maybe you were in an abusive relationship for many years. Maybe you got raped at 18 years old. You know, maybe you were a part of the sex trafficking trade. You know, maybe, you know, you were, you know, a stripper for a couple of years. You know, and something happened to you in the strip club. Now, when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, we all have our past. Okay, and we all have issues and problems and things that happen in our past. Don't regret your past because it got you to where you are today. Never regret your past. That's one important thing that everybody needs to learn here today. Never regret your past, because if you continue to regret your past, that will put you in the past and you will never finish your journey here. That's right. You will never finish your journey here. Okay, bottom line, folks. You will never finish your journey here if you continue to regret what happened in your past. Because it's always, you know, oh my God, I let him do this to me. No, he chose to beat the shit out of you. Okay, he chose to rape you. You didn't do nothing. He chose to do all of these things. So you're allowing this person who did this horrible act to you, rule your life, to control your life for 20, 30, 40 years, where you could just, at one point, you don't have to have the person in front of you just decide to accept, forgive, learn how to cope, understand the situation that you were in and how you got there and how it happened. And most likely when you examine it, it's not your fault. It's the other person's fault. Usually when you examine it, it's not your fault. So there's nothing to be guilty about. You can drop the guilt. Okay, so a lot of people just leave themselves in the corner. Right? Oh my God, this happened to me and now I hate every man that comes into my life. I hate every man because every man is going to rape me. Every man is going to beat the shit out of me. You know, no, that's not the truth, actually. That's not the truth, but it's your truth because you allow it to be your truth. You allow it to be your truth, therefore it's true. So when another man comes into your life, you're guarded. Guess what? I don't blame you for being guarded. I don't blame you for being guarded at all. I mean, there are narcissists in this world, okay? There are narcissists in this world. And when we learn from the first narcissist, we never go back. Some of us have to learn twice. Some of us have to learn three times. But we should never go over three times. And sometimes we attract the same person because we're not changing something about ourselves. We're not changing something about ourselves. If we're attracting the same type of person, we're not changing something about ourselves. That's right. Us. We're not changing. And that goes for me too. Honestly, that goes for me too. Okay, so when it comes down to it, if we want to attract a different type of person, we got to change something about ourselves. Right? And it's not to say maybe that that second person was a bad person. You just understood that person to be a narcissist. You understood that person to be an abuser. You understand that person to be a rapist. Okay, so when it comes down to it, what's in your mind is not in the other person's mind, right? Because you went through it and you know what it's all about and you know what you want and what you don't want. So why feel bad about it? Why feel bad about it? Why even bother feeling bad about it? If you know what you want and you know who you are, then why feel bad about it? You know, because the bottom line is this. If you were in an abusive relationship for many years, you know what it is to be in an abusive relationship. But that doesn't mean every man is abusive. So what you know to be abusive, yes, you're going to be guarded, and that's perfectly fine. But you need to learn to open up after time. Otherwise, you're going to stay closed. And every time a man approaches you, you're going to flinch. Right? And you're going to jump back. Oh, my God, he's coming to hit me. And meanwhile, he's just coming to give me a kiss. Yeah, you know, so you know, when it comes down to it, yeah, it's okay to be guarded, but not too guarded. Otherwise, the other man can't show his affection to you. Every woman deserves a great man, and every man deserves a great woman. Okay, so when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, if we're not allowing another man into our lives, and, oh, my God, I'm so alone, right? Because you're not allowing another man into your life. You're saying, I don't want this. I don't want that. I want this. I want that. I got a whole fucking list of things that I want. No, there's no perfect man. There's no perfect woman. No. Stop. Just stop it. There are men and there are women that have flaws. Every one of us have flaws. Okay? Every one of us have flaws. True love is when someone loves you for everything that you are, including your flaws. And they actually can put up with your damn flaws. No matter how annoying you fucking are, we put up with that, okay? That's love. That's unconditional love. That's somebody that will love you forever. Just stop. Stop writing your lists. Stop saying, you know what? I'm sorry, ladies. Most of the time, it's you. I want this in a man. I want Prince Charming. Oh, my God, I want Prince Charming. Oh, I want him to look good, and I want him to be good. Okay, well, good. But you're not going to ever get that. Sorry. You could dream, though. You could dream. Oh, you could dream. I'm not saying you can't dream about it. Go ahead and dream about it. It ain't going to happen in real life. Okay, sorry to burst your bubble, ladies. If you think you can get Prince Charming with the facts and him being a good man, you know, I don't know about that. You know, but, you know, when it comes down to it, there are plenty of good men with dad bods, you know, that are out there too. You know, so when it comes down to it, it's important to understand that not all men, okay, you know, are nice. And not all women are nice. And it's up to us to decipher who's nice and who's not. Who's nice, who's not? I got to figure out who's nice and who's not. Who's the prick and who's the good one, right? Oh, my God. Oh, there's a prick over there. Oh, I'm not going for her. That's right, yeah. But when it comes down to it, okay, you can't be too strict. You can't be too strict because then you leave yourself out hanging out to dry. You leave yourself hanging out to dry. And then you wind up with nobody. You wind up with no one. You know, so bottom line is we dig our own holes. Now, how does this all add in to the homily today? Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to talk about the homily. Yeah, I'm going to talk about the homily today. Okay, last week. It was show your real face and I will show you mine, God said. Okay? This week, God is basically starting off with his biggest miracle. You know, and unfortunately, this is when he's hung on the cross. It's Palm Sunday. He's chosen over Barabbas. They want Jesus dead. They want Jesus hanging on the cross. Okay? Now, for whatever it is, okay, Jesus honestly was a good man, okay? He should have never been killed on a cross. But guess what? That cross is a symbol. That cross is a symbol of all of our lives. That cross is a symbol. That's right. The cross is a symbol. Okay, we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later. Okay? When it comes down to it, bottom line is at the end of all of this, on Easter, Jesus rises from the grave to save us from our sins. Jesus rises from the grave to save us from our sins. Okay, so what does that reflect in our own lives? Now, keep in mind, last year at this same time, Easter time, was the most people that died of or from COVID in New York City. That's right. Over 1,000 people died on Easter 2020 of or from COVID, most of them by pre-existing condition. Okay, and last year we were saying that Jesus is rising to heaven with all of the souls of the people that died that day, right? So when it comes down to it, ladies and gentlemen, the rejuvenation that we go through puts us in a better place to focus on summer, which is open season, which is a great time to get things done, a great time to have fun, have longer days, right? Usually winter and summer are the hibernation months. Whereas summer is a little bit more open, winter is a lot more shut down because it's colder. The two rejuvenation months. And spring is the biggest rejuvenation month, or season, I should say, not month. The biggest rejuvenation season What happens during this season is totally rejuvenating to the human body and the environment around it. Okay? So, the symbolism of the cross. Okay? We all hold crosses, right? We all have crosses in our lives. We all have issues and problems and things that go on in our lives and things that happen in our lives and traumas that happen in our lives. Right? That's our cross. Now, we're either going to choose to hold on to that cross or we're going to let it go. Jesus chose to hold on to the cross for all of us. Jesus decided to carry that cross and hold on to that cross, and he knew what was going to happen on that cross, okay? But yet he held it all the way through, and he suffered all the way through. Just like we suffer with our crosses. We suffer a lot of the times with our crosses, but that doesn't mean we have to hold on to our crosses for the rest of our lives. Jesus decided he was going to hold on to the cross because he knew it was time. He knew it was time. He knew this was it. And he knew he was doing something great for humanity. He knew he was doing something great for humanity to take away our sins. He died for us to take away our sins. And then he committed his greatest miracle, which was his rise from the grave. So all during the period of Lent, what are we doing? All during the period of Lent, we are cleansing ourselves of the traumas, cleansing ourselves of the problems and the issues, cleansing, cleansing, cleansing. Getting rid of things that we don't need in our lives. Spring cleaning for our bodies and our souls and our minds. Spring cleaning, and, you know, physically and mentally. You know, throwing things out in the house. Donating things in the house. I do that all the time. I do that every spring. I go through the closet. I don't need this. I don't need that. Right? Same thing with your body. I don't need this person in my life. I don't need this negativity in my life. I don't need this entity. I could just go with another entity. I can pick and choose if I want that doctor or this doctor in my life. That's right. When it comes down to it, this is the perfect time to do all of that. The perfect time to do all of that. So why did Jesus continue to hold on to that cross? If he knew he was going to die, if he knew that the cross was going to be his demise, he was going to hang there and he was going to die. Why did he hold on to the cross? Why didn't he cross and run away? Because he knew what was going to happen. He knew his path in life, his path was to die young to save humanity and to go back up to heaven with his Father in due time, to commit his biggest miracle of his life. You think rising Lazarus from the grave was a big one? That was a big one, rising Lazarus from the grave. That was a big one. You know, wedding in Cana, remember all the fish and the loaves multiplying. Yeah, that was a pretty good one too, right? You know, and healing the leper, right? Healing the leper, right? At the beginning of the Lenten period, right? Healing the leper, right? That was a big one, right? Nobody could ever heal a leper, right? Jesus healed the leper. But, you know, when it comes down to it, the biggest thing that Jesus showed us was that he was human. that he was human, just like us. And then, 7 days later, he showed us his transcending side. He showed us that he could rise from the grave. So he showed us his real face, which was his human face. And then he showed us that, boy, he can commit great miracles. He rose himself from the grave. So what does that mean in our lives? That we could climb out of our own holes, right? That anybody who digs a hole, we can climb out. That's what that means. Okay? You may not be able to rise from the grave. Okay? You might not be able to create all these great miracles. But maybe you could do something for yourself. Maybe you could do something for yourself. And climb out of that hole. The hole you dug for yourself. That's right. The hole you dug for yourself. Now, keep in mind, the hole is the same thing as the cross. The hole you're digging is the same thing as the cross. And every time you go a little deeper, and you go a little deeper, and you hold a couple of more grudges, and oh, my God, all this trauma happened. Oh, my God, you get more diverted, okay? You get more diverted. Somebody died in the family. You get more diverted. Yeah. A death in the family is sad, but it doesn't mean you have to stay diverted for the rest of your life because somebody died. Okay? Life, that's life, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, my mom is gone a long time, since 2003. Okay? I still remember her every single day. One thing I don't do is stay in grief. Okay? I remember the good things that she did for me. I remember the good things she did on this earth. And that keeps me going. And no, I don't have feelings. Because I don't hold on to the grief. It's a sad thing. We miss those people. But it's a part of life. We're all going to drop dead too one day. Well, what are we, Superman and Superwoman? We're not going to die? You know? It's a fact of life. You know, sometimes people suffer so much that some people say, oh, they're out of suffering. Yeah, because they were suffering so much. And they're happier that they're in a better place, but of course they're sad that they won't see that person anymore. Death is one of the worst things that diverts us from our path. Because we forget about ourselves. Okay, and then we just go into this mode of, oh, my God, there's a loss. What am I going to do? And that, again, you go through the grieving process. Okay, there is a process of grieving. Okay, and that's perfectly fine. You go through it. I went through the grieving process, but I didn't stay there, right? I didn't stay in grief. Okay, there's a lot of people, you know, that have a hard time. Have a hard time and just getting out of that grief. And they, you know what? Some of them like to stay in the grief mode. Some of them are just stuck in the grief mode. Okay? But the key is to go through the stages of grief, then go through those other stages that divert you back to your path. You'll never forget about that person. You will teach, okay? You will teach about that person when you speak. Okay, especially if it's something that that person did on earth or, you know, they wrote a book and, oh, my God, read her book. You know, it's a great book. That book will live on forever. That's right. The book will live on forever. You know, the website that they created will live on forever. The live streams and the podcast that they created will live on forever. That's right. But I'm not here no more. You just go listen to a podcast and I'll live on in your memory forever. That's right. Okay, we'll just go listen to a podcast. That's it. You'll listen to the whole bunch of them that I have out there. When I'm not here no more, go listen to a podcast. I'll still be with you. That's right. Okay, and that's it, bottom line. My stuff will be out there until I die and after I die. Okay, so when it comes down to it, we have to realize that we're only here for a short time. You know, and yes, we wish we had more time with that person. That's why it's important to treat that person with respect when they're on Earth and telling them the things, okay, that you love about them when they're not dead. That's right. When they're not dead. Telling them that the wonderful things about them while they're still alive, so they know how they impacted your life. Right? Okay? Right? I know it's hard. You know, in the beginning, I thought I would never get out of grief. It's very challenging. But guess what? I got out of it. I'm not in the stages of grief no more. You know? Sometimes I say, I wish my mom was still here because I could talk to her about this. Right? But then I'll be okay after that, you know, and I'll get down on my knees and I'll pray to her. And mom, what do you think I should do? I will pray, you know, and I will still talk to her through prayer. But so many people, and I try my best to teach people that grief is not a great place to stay. Just like staying in trauma is not a great place to stay. Or staying in fear, like with this COVID bullshit, okay? Staying in fear with this COVID bullshit, okay, has put us where right now? Up Schitt's Creek in some states. Right? You know, fear is more detrimental than any other feeling or any other emotion that you could have. Do you realize fear is the worst? Because when you are in fear, you're not thinking straight. You're not making proper decisions for yourself. Everything is on a whim. And you see everybody else doing it. Oh my God, I better do it too. And you follow like a sheep or a zombie. Right? Just because somebody else is doing something doesn't mean you have to do it. You can have your own mind and say, oh, no, I don't want to do that. If somebody tells you to jump off a roof or bridge, are you going to follow them? If your family, okay, say, come on, we're going to jump off the bridge today. Are you going to go? Your family members. And one by one. Yeah. So when it comes down to it, think about it. Will you follow the people that you love over the cliff? If they're doing something, will you follow them? And that's the way you need to look at it, especially with this vaccine. Okay? If family members in your family are getting the vaccine, are you going to go get it? Is it your duty to go get it because your family members are doing it? No. And that's where you need to have your own mind. I have my own mind. And guess what? Having your own mind is power. Having your own mind is power. Having your own mind is power. And a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people just follow other people. Oh, this person did it, so I'm going to go and do it. Oh, my dad went to go do the vaccine. I'm going to go and do it too because he did it. No! No! Have your own mind. Have your own mind. You don't have to follow the crowd. You don't have to listen to other person's theories and think that they're true. I don't care if they're a doctor or not. Okay, if a doctor is acting like God, Dr. Fauci, if a doctor is acting like God, Dr. Fauci, let me say it again, okay, run away. Run away. Run away. Slam the door behind you. Say, you can't cure me. You're just a human. I don't care if you're a doctor or not. I don't care how much school you went to. I don't care what degree you have. You're a human. That's right. You're a human. You make mistakes. And since the very beginning, people have been ideologically subverted to believe Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is Lord to some people. That's right. Dr. Fauci is Lord to some people. Yeah. God. They look at Dr. Fauci and they see God's face. That's right. It's just the truth. Because Dr. Fauci, since the very beginning, has been acting like God. And if you can't see that, you got another thing coming. If you can't see his ego running wild, if you can't see his ego running wild, there's something wrong with you. He's on every Sunday show. That's right, because his ego tells him, I better go on every Sunday show because I'm God to some people in this country. And they need to see my face. So his ego basically tells him, oh my God, I better go on these Sunday shows. Oh my God, I'm going to show my face because these people are going to go really nuts. So when it comes down to it, Dr. Fauci is not God. Okay? Dr. Fauci is not God. And neither is the Pope. The Pope isn't God either. There's a lot of people that can't stand this Pope. Okay, and when it comes down to it, the Pope is not God either. Now let's bring on the caller. We got a caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air. How are you?
Hello, Joey.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing good. The COVID, you know, the whole COVID, you know, we know Dr. Fauci's insane as it is. Because, you know he's going to keep on saying, we need to wear 5 masks where you can't even breathe through it, where you're breathing in the carbon monoxide. What does not do good for your body, carbon monoxide is poison.
Yeah.
But they want you to believe that the mask is protecting you. And possibly they're trying to do where you have to have the card. What? They can go F themselves on that card.
Well, yeah, the vaccine card is going to be the new thing, especially in New York and other places like that. We already have the card. You know, we already have the card.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
And,
you know
there's got to be a ways around of trying to rig that out, you know. Like make a fake card somehow. There's got to be a way to do it. You just had to buy one on the street, possibly.
Well, I don't know how it will. I mean, but when it comes down to it, I mean, I think it's more taking away of civil liberties by having a card. Yeah.
And there's going to be more rights taken away, you know.
I know, man. But, yeah, we'll talk about that on another day. But Well, when it comes down to it, I'm happy you called in, man, and I'm happy you're okay, you're doing well and everything.
I'm
That's
doing
good.
Yeah,
excellent, excellent, man. Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Dr. Fauci thinks he's God.
Yep, and mommy and daddy say wear a mask.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Mommy and daddy say wear a mask.
Kids with the mask.
The brand that's right.
The kids with the mask. They're saying like, oh, everybody needs to get the vaccine. Run out and get the vaccine. I can't even find that video now that said that 10,000 people died from the vaccine in January.
Yeah, I know.
Because
they're
trying to cover that up. They're trying to cover it all up.
I know. And guess what? You know, when it comes down to it, it'll come out. It'll come out. Don't worry. It'll come out in subtle ways. You know, but when it comes down to it, you know, people need to learn sometimes the hard way. And like I said, we all carry crosses. Just like Jesus carried the cross of his death, we all carry crosses. It all depends on when we drop our cross. Because Jesus could not drop his cross, but we can.
Yep.
You know? So, All right, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Talk to you later, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pitbull Beer Master, ladies and gentlemen. Pitbull Beer Master. I tell you. We as a people, okay? We as a people need to understand what's happening in our lives right now. We can't allow this cross to bother us. We have to live our lives. We have to live our lives and drop the cross. We have to live our lives and stop with the fear. We need to live our lives and do what we have to do to complete our path. See, there are people that will stand in the way of your path. We cannot have people control our path. Only God controls our path. We don't worship government. We worship God. Let me say that one more time. We don't worship government. We worship God. We don't worship false gods like certain people do. We don't worship government as a god. That's a false god. We worship the man upstairs. The man that died for us on that cross that he could not put down because he knew what his path was. Right? So he followed his path and he completed his path. Why can't we do that? He showed us that he can complete his path no matter how grisly and how suffering it was. Okay? He completed his path. Why can't we complete ours? Why can't we? If he could suffer and give up his life for us, why can't we get through our problems? Right? He couldn't drop his cross. If he dropped his cross, he would have failed in his life journey. And his life would have went on, and his life journey would have failed. You understand? Sometimes we're meant to die at certain times. Maybe people were meant to die of COVID. Right? Maybe some people were meant to die of COVID or from COVID or from pre-existing conditions and then COVID swept in and killed them. Okay, because usually people don't die from COVID. They die from the pneumonia that COVID causes, right? and they don't die from the COVID, but they die from the pre-existing conditions that they had beforehand. They're half dead or three quarters dead already, and then, oh my God, COVID swoops in and kills them. And it's called the COVID death? No. It's whatever you had before COVID. You're half dead. You're three quarters dead by the time COVID comes. And that's what happened in the nursing homes. That's what happened in the nursing homes. COVID just finished them off because they were half dead or three quarters dead anyway from their pre-existing conditions. Sad, nonetheless, people shouldn't be murdered in nursing homes, but it happened. And maybe those people were just meant to die. Whether it was a political example, whether it was a false flag, which it was, whether it was just God's will that those people died during those period of time, so be it. Why are we pondering over it? It happened. Yes, it's important to relay facts to people that don't understand facts. But we should not live there. We should not live there. Again, living in the past holds you back from doing great things in the present, from doing great things in your future. What we really should be focused on is your present, because that's what's happening right now. Right? That's what's happening right now. Why are we focused on the past when we can't change the past? Why are we focused on the future when we don't even know what the fuck is going to happen in the future? Right? Do you think Jesus was looking into the future? Did you think Jesus knew what was going to happen? Yes, he did. Yeah, because he was a little different than any other human. He knew what his path was. He knew why he was here on earth. He knew what he had to do. He had to get rid of that original sin. He had to get rid of those sins so people can live their lives. So he died on the cross for us to release our sins. And then he went back to heaven with his Father. Three persons in one God. Trinity, baby. The Trinity, baby. That's right. So when it comes down to it, we need to learn to get rid of our cross. And this is the week where we have to get rid of our crosses. All throughout Lent and all throughout this season, we were supposed to be cleansing. This week is rejuvenation time. And this is where we get rid of crosses. Things that have bothered us for many years in our life that it's time to get rid of so you can live life. Keep in mind, Jesus couldn't drop his cross, but we can. But we can. He gave us that ability by dying on the cross. Otherwise, we'd all be holding on to crosses and not being able to release them. Okay, he died on the cross so we could release our crosses. Okay, he died on the cross so we could release our crosses. Now, it just depends on when you want to drop them. And this is a perfect week coming up right here to start dropping some. So think about the ones you want to drop. Accept it, forgive it, learn how to cope with it, understand the situation that you were in, and divert your mind. Those are the steps to dropping your crosses and getting back to your path and getting back to your heart. Because remember, your heart is where your path is. You don't want to get stuck in your brain. Getting stuck in your brain is not helping you. It's actually very detrimental to be stuck in your brain. Okay, the more you get stuck in your brain, the more you dig your hole, the more crosses you hold. We have to get out of our minds. We have to divert. We have to learn how to divert. You got to divert this way or divert this way. Got to divert to the left or divert to the right. We got to learn how to divert. Otherwise, we'll never complete our path. And that's why we get so frustrated in life, is because we don't know how to get back to our path. We are so diverted, some of us, that we're so lost in this diverted path that we can't get back to our true path. We are so lost in our hole that we're digging that we can't get back to our true path. And the way to get back there is I'm giving you the tools, people. I'm giving you the tools to help you in your own life. I care about you. I love you. I want to see you do well. Okay? I want to take you with me up the mountain. I don't want you to stay on the bottom of the mountain. You know what I'm saying? Do you get it yet? Yeah, sometimes you got to suffer walking up the mountain. But when you get up to the tippy top of the mountain, boy, you feel accomplished. That's right. That's like climbing out of your hole. Just like climbing out of your hole. It's what it is. Just like climbing out of your own hole. And remember, Jesus had to hold on to his cross. Couldn't drop it. Otherwise, he would have failed. Jesus would have failed if he dropped the cross and ran away. He would have failed. But he knew his path. He wasn't diverted from his path. And he knew he had to save humanity from sin. So what's your path? Do you ever look in the mirror and say, what's my path? Where am I supposed to be going? What am I supposed to be doing? Do you ever look clearly into the mirror and say, who's this person? Who the hell is this person? You need to learn about yourself first before you learn about anyone else. Going back to the beginning of the show. You need to learn about yourself first before you learn about anyone else and bring anyone else into your life. Do not bring anybody else into your life after a breakup, because you're just going to hurt yourself and the other person. Simple. It's a rebound. It's called a rebound. Oh, I just want to screw. Okay. Well, when it comes down to it, okay, you get your screw in, and how do you feel afterwards? How do you feel afterwards? Feel like shit, right? A lot of you feel like shit. Sometimes you feel good. It depends, right? I mean, if you're really angry at the other person, you were happy you got rid of that person, and you screwed, you rebound, and oh, my God, you know, oh, man, that was great. Yeah, a lot of the times it winds up that you're hurt and the other person's hurt because there's feelings involved with that. There's always feelings involved with that. No matter if somebody says there's no feelings or not, oh, it's just casual. Bullshit. Oh, it's just casual. Bullshit. You know? There's always a feeling involved. There's always a feeling involved with that. But yet, people do it. I don't know if it's for a high. I don't know. Oh, my God. Yeah, I got to do this person just once. You know, maybe it's just a just a one-time deal. I don't know. You know, sometimes, you know, people say, oh, I just want to do this person once. Come on now. Do you realize that every person you do that with, your their DNA stays with you? That's right. Their DNA stays with you. That's right. A little part of their DNA is always with you. So that's where the feelings come in. You know, but when it comes down to it, the more we drop off crosses, the less we have to worry about rebounds. The less we have to worry about anything really truly negative in our life. The key, ladies and gentlemen, is to focus on the positive and not the negative. And turning that negative into a positive all the time. Turning that positive, turning that negative into a positive all the time, which is possible, okay? A lot of people, oh, how am I supposed to turn that into a positive? Okay. Well, a lot of the times, a traumatic act happens. The way you turn that into a positive is, I learned from this traumatic act. This will never, ever happen to me again. I will never put myself into this same situation again. This is not my fault, but it happened. That's the way you turn it around to be positive. And the biggest thing you could say is, I learned from this adversity. And I'm moving on from it. Because there's better men out there. There's better women out there. I was abused by a woman. I was abused in a relationship. I was abused. Oh, men can't get abused. Ah, fucking bullshit. Men can get abused. Oh, but not as much as women. Bullshit. I've seen men get beat up by women. They take a fucking cast iron and hit them over the head with it. And that's okay? Cast iron, you know, pot? Oh, yeah, it's just a pot. You know? So when it comes down to it, men can get abused too. Mentally, sometimes physically. It depends on, you know, the situation, right? But when it comes down to it, it's more mental with men. It's more emotional with men. You know, and men just don't talk about it. Men just don't talk about it. Right? Because they don't want to be embarrassed when they tell a woman, I was abused. And I'm telling thousands of people that I was abused. You think I give a shit? I don't care. I'm not a dead piece of meat. I'm not a broken soldier. I'll come out and talk about it because I let it happen. And then I realized that it wasn't me, it was her the whole time. When you realize it wasn't you, it's time to leave. When you realize that you are believing every word the other person is saying about you, it's time to go. Otherwise, you'll be in a deep depression. You'll be in an anxiety-filled fit for the rest of your life. If you start believing the things that the other person is saying about you, demeaning you, saying bad things to you, you're this, you're that, you won't amount to anything. Now, when it comes down to it, yeah, that affects a person, especially a disabled man. Okay, especially a disabled man, because a disabled man already holds feelings in, okay, because we're not allowed to show feelings. We're not allowed to show feelings, you know, because society says Men are not supposed to show emotion. Men are not supposed to show feelings. Fucking bullshit. And other men believe it. And when you come out, you tell your story. Oh, men don't get abused. That's what women say. Men don't get abused. Only women do. No, that's fucking bullshit, ladies. Fucking bullshit. Okay? That's always something a woman says to really tick off a man. Right there. They just, I don't know if it's just to tick off a guy. Well, this is, women get beat up. Well, okay. But, women can pick up a cast iron pan and hit the guy over the head 3 times. Well, that's not abuse. And the guy is half dead on the floor, bleeding profusely from his head. So we need to learn that men have feelings, too. That men have emotions, too. That men are actually human beings. That's right, ladies. Men are actually human beings. Oh, my God. Is that something new? Yes. Men are human beings. Men are human beings. Men have feelings and emotions just like you do. And, yes, we show them in different ways. Men don't show their emotions and feelings. Women do, because they are the emotional beings. They're created to be the emotional beings. It's just the truth. And that's the way society is. Oh, men can't show their feelings. Bullshit. Women love when men show their feelings. That's like the biggest thing a woman wants, a man to show his feelings. One of the biggest things, trustworthiness. But the other one is showing feeling, actually being a part of the conversation. Right, guys? Right, guys? We're never a part of the conversation, right, guys? Yeah, we never want to communicate, right, guys? That's part of the problem. If we're holding everything inside, and one day, oh, my God, I'm just going to burst. Oh, my God, I'm bursting. I'm bursting, right? I'm bursting with my feelings, and usually it comes out as anger. What do you do when you're angry? Stupid shit. Right, guys? You do stupid shit when you're angry. Right, guys? Yeah, you certainly do. And when you hold on to your crosses, right, when you hold on to your crosses and you don't, speak openly, right? Stupid things happen. And sometimes that anger comes out in very nasty ways. That's why I say to all men right now, show your emotion and communicate with your woman. If you have a woman, if you don't have a woman and you get into a relationship, communicate with that woman. Every woman loves when a man opens up. There's something about every woman that, oh my God, I want a man to open up to me. That's like the only thing I want. That's like one of the biggest pet peeves that women have about men, that we don't show our feelings and that we don't communicate our feelings and emotions. And when we communicate, it comes out as heavy anger and stupid things are done and stupid things happen. Yeah, when there's anger involved, just like when there's fear involved, there is not straight thinking. You're not thinking straight. You do stupid shit. Do we fault the man for that? Do we fault the man for that? Look at yourself in the mirror, man. Do we fault ourselves for that? Okay, so when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand that the way you become stronger is you get rid of the crosses that you have. You get rid of the crosses that you have. The more crosses that you release, the stronger you get. The more crosses that you release, the stronger you get internally. So why hold off the crosses? Is it benefiting any of us, women or men, to hold on to our crosses? Is it benefiting us? There has to be a reason why you're holding on to a cross. There has to be a reason why you're holding on to a trauma. Okay? Because when it comes down to it, the way you turn a trauma around, okay, is you go through the processes and you educate other people on what you went through so they don't go through the same thing. I say this at every show, and I hope you pick it up, and I hope you pick up the tool, right? Okay? When you drop a cross, when you drop a trauma, when you drop a problem or an issue, when you drop it, when you learn how to go through acceptance and forgiveness and coping, how do you cope and understand the situation that you were in and diverting your mind, when you go through all those steps, now, again, it's not overnight that you're going to go through all those steps, okay? Yeah, but don't stay in those steps forever, okay? When you drop the cross, you get stronger. And when you get stronger, you can educate. You can educate. And the key is to educate other people. One of the reasons why we are put here on this earth is to educate people on our experience, because they don't know our experience. Only we do. Only we know our experience, right? Because we've been through it. And we're the only ones that can educate on our experience. So when we drop the cross, we can educate on our experience without feelings and emotions. Wow. This is deep shit tonight, folks. Hope you're gaining some knowledge. I hope you're picking up some tools. Do you get the shit I'm cooking tonight? I hope so. Hope you're getting the shit tonight. Do you get the shit I'm cooking tonight? Who gets the shit I'm cooking tonight? I tell you. This is all stuff I did in my own life. Okay, so I'm not a hypocrite. This is all shit I did in my own life to make my life better. And that's the only reason why I teach it. It's the only reason why I teach it. I'm no hypocrite. I wouldn't teach you something that I didn't go through. Yeah, my life was not easy. I went through a period of bullying in grade school, in public school, in high school, and that was it. Then I had 8 jobs in 11 years. I couldn't find a job for me. I never fit in a job because I wasn't meant to be in a fucking job. I was meant to be an entrepreneur. I was meant to be my own fucking boss. That's right. And sometimes when you don't fit in a job, life is not over, folks, when you lose a job or you lose a boyfriend or you lose a girlfriend. Life is not over. You move on to the next fucking one. That's right. You know, losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend is just like losing a job. It's just like losing a job. that you love so much. Oh, my God, I love going to that job. Oh, I love seeing that man. I love seeing that woman. Right. But when it comes down to it, losing a boyfriend or a girlfriend is just like losing a job. And when you lose your job, maybe God wanted you to find another one. Maybe that job didn't suit you. Maybe you were in a job that wasn't part of your path. And God just took it out of your life. Maybe at the time you liked it, but God didn't want you there. So God said, no, 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 we're going to take that in this job and we're going to put you in a new one. Same thing with boyfriends and girlfriends. Maybe you weren't meant to be with that person for the rest of your life. Maybe you were meant to learn a few things from that person and that person was to leave you. Or you got married to that person and then after a certain while, you went separate ways and it just didn't work out and you divorced. Maybe it was meant for that divorce to happen. Maybe you learned what you were supposed to learn from that person and now you're moving on to another. We are social beings. I will never say stay alone. Because there's somebody for everybody. It's not that easy to find sometimes. I haven't found that person yet. But when it comes down to it, there's somebody for everybody. Now, that person for me could be in, I don't know, France or Denmark. I don't know. It could be all around the world. I could be going to Australia. Oh, my God, there's a woman for me. You know, I don't know. Yeah, so when it comes down to it, you don't know where that person is. That person may not be in the United States. You know, oh, my God, nobody in my area that I want to date, so I'll stay alone. Listen, you may think it's better alone. Okay, you may think it's better to be independent. Oh, I'm a strong, independent woman. But when it comes down to it, in the back of your mind, you're saying to yourself, why can't I find that man for me? I don't want to be alone, really. And same with men. There's some men that want to be independent. Oh, I don't want to be with that woman. Oh, I got hurt by too many women. I don't want to do that. No. Honestly, women could get along better without a man than a man could get along without a woman. That's just the truth. Okay, that's just the truth. But everybody needs somebody. Everybody needs somebody. And that somebody will just poof. There it is. There he is. There she is. That's right. You just go about your life. And that person will pop right in there. You will never know where that person came from. Oh, my God. I can't believe that person popped into my life. Hey, and that's the way it happens. Like you're on a vacation, you know, and you're doing you. And you're going to the beach. And you're going to the pool. And, oh, my God, this is great. And then some guy walks up to you. And they're like, oh, my God. Holy shit, this guy's great. And I just met him 2 seconds ago. Hey, there you go, okay? Because that person might just pop into your life and that person may not live by you. And you may be looking for a person, okay, that may not live by you. And then what do? Well, that's up to you what you want to do about that. Long distance is hard. Long distance is challenging. I wouldn't say hard. It's challenging. You know? It's challenging because of self-control. Okay? It's challenging because of self-control. If you get into a long-distance relationship, and then you find somebody else along the way, and you're still in the relationship with the other person, but the other person is far away from you, okay, and you do something with another person, okay, because your self-control lapses, you don't want to hurt the other person. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, folks? It's hard. It's challenging. It's challenging. That's all I'll say about that. It's challenging. You know, and when it comes down to it, it's all about self-control. It really is. It's all about self-control. And if you have the belief in yourself that you'll have self-control enough to say if somebody who lives by you came into your life, that you would have the self-control not to do that while you're with somebody else. So it's more of a belief thing within you. You know, so again, we have to drop our crosses to pick up new things. We need to learn how to pick up new things and get rid of the old. Right? So we have to dump the old and dump the negative and pick up the new stuff. And that's what this time of year is all about. Rejuvenation and cleansing. And dropping crosses, especially the last week before Easter. Dropping crosses. This is the time. We have to pick and choose what crosses we want to drop before Jesus rises from the grave on Easter. And I'm only talking from a Catholic point of view. You can bring this into any religion, or if you don't, you know, again, if you don't have a religion or you don't subscribe to a religion, okay, you could still come out with your own way of talking about this. You know what I'm saying? You drop the crosses before Jesus dies on the cross. So when Jesus dies on the cross, he takes your crosses with him. That's your sins. That's your sins. This is deep shit tonight. This is fucking deep shit tonight. I'm amazing myself tonight. But yeah, I tell you, it's the truth. So that's why it's important to cleanse. And then the last week before Easter, start dropping those crosses. Because when Jesus rises from the grave, he's going to take those crosses with him. And those crosses will go right up to heaven and they will disintegrate. Because they're evil. They're negative. You know, we don't want anything negative in our lives. We want positive, positive, positive. That's what we want. So, ladies and gentlemen, next weekend is Easter weekend. It'll be April 3rd, and I will be discussing Easter. And I will be discussing other great topics, just like we talked about tonight. So, that's pretty much it for tonight, guys. You got your tools for the night. Take your tools. Stick around over here, guys. We're going to have a little conversation afterwards. And everybody here on Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate you. thank you so much for coming in. The thousands of people in attendance. The thousands of people in attendance. That's a testament, I guess, to the knowledge that I bring. Thank you for everybody that comes to the show and gains knowledge and gets something out of the show and takes a couple of the free tools along with them. Thank you. I appreciate you coming. So when it comes down to it, what do you have to do? Your homework is to look at yourself in the mirror and say, who am I? Who am I? And then work on yourself before you bring anybody else into your life. That's your homework. And we'll talk about this next week. Who am I? Who am I? Look at yourself in the mirror. Don't be afraid. Look at yourself in the mirror. You shouldn't be afraid. It's you. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, who am I? And then answer your question. If you can't answer your question, you better be doing a lot of work on yourself. If you can't answer the simple question, who you are, there are problems. There are problems. So when it comes down to it, it's important and imperative to understand that you are great. You are awesome. And only you can make yourself awesomer. Only you can make yourself better. Nobody else can make you better. Nobody else can make you awesomer but yourself. And I learned that throughout my own life. I got bullied that bad that a lot of people would have taken their lives with the bullying that I got. Okay? But I made a pact with God when I was like really writhing and dying in pain when I got my chronic pain condition. I made a pact with God. I said, God, I'm not going to take my life, and nobody else is going to take my life but me, Lord, but you, Lord. Only you take people's lives, Lord. Only you take people's lives, Lord. I'm not going to take my own life, and nobody else is going to take my life but you, Lord. That's right. That's what I said. And I'm still here. And we're about to come out with a website. Hard working and diligent. We're about to come out with a website that we worked on through the pandemic. This is a very proud moment. It's a very proud moment. I'm doing this, and I hope everybody is excited to join, because I put a lot of hard work and effort into this shit, and so did other people, and so did my team. Put a lot of hard work and effort into this. I would just say, please support. Thank you so much, everybody, for coming in. And I do appreciate each and every one of you. And I appreciate you coming to the show religiously every week. And even if you can't come every week, there's always a replay that you could watch. Thank God for replays. Thank God for replays. You know, and like I said, when I'm not here no more, when I'm dead, you got these podcasts and you got these live streams to watch. That's right. I'll never go away. I'll always be in your heart because we don't know where we're going to go. And a lot of us don't like to talk about it, but it's part of life. I'm open about it. We have to be real with ourselves, don't we? Don't we have to be real with ourselves Seriously, do we have to be real with ourselves, or are we not going to be real? All right, everybody. So you have homework. Look in the mirror and say, who am I? Who are you? Who am I? And see what answers you get. That's your homework. I don't like giving homework, but I'm just going to do it this one time, I promise. Just one time. One time. Just once. Take care, everybody. Thank you so much. I'm going to play some patriotic music for the people on Blog Talk Radio. And you guys, stick around over here. All right? And we'll see everybody later on. All right? Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week for Easter. Let's see what we're going to play. How about a little patriotic music? We Green one? Oh, I think we know who that guy is. All right, here we go. Enjoy the music. Take care, everybody. Thank you. Take care, take care, take care.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, were for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife, thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her till today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. The lakes of Minnesota, to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., pride in every American heart, at a time we stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American.